The corrupted dragon-like being was visibly shaken by the arrival of the imposing new individuals, because the elf emanated a threatening aura, causing his bloodlust to be palpable. The dwarf, on the other hand, while small in stature, was composed and gave off an air of intimidation that was the opposite of his jolly nature. "Just like old times, eh, Artie?" the dwarf remarked to the elf. His lengthy brown beard flowed in the breeze before he closed the metal visor back over his face. "Indeed, but now is not the time to get sentimental. We have work to do," the elf declared in response. "Aye, indeed we do." The dwarf made the first move. He swung his hammer around and around, slowly until he reached an incredible speed and rammed right into the sinister dragon, sending it crashing to the ground and scrambling to get to its feet. In response to its fear, the creature rolled onto its feet and tried to rapidly shoot its corrupted elemental breath at the elf and dwarf. In response, the elf waved a hand as if swatting a fly, and the poison dissipated. The monster then roared and tried to lunge at the elf, but the elf was unbothered and merely kept observing the area while the dwarf stepped in and caught the dragon square in its jaw with his hammer, sending the beast reeling in pain. "I'll buy ye some time, Artie. Check on him while the old Brahma Silver Eater goes wild." While the dwarf distracted the dragon with wild and heavy swings from his weapon, the elf looked around. First at Mirona, then at Tundra, then at the state of the forest itself.